opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show about relationships. And we have also with us here tonight our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi, girls. It's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
This is going to be fun tonight.
It's going to be a great topic.
It's going to be a great topic.
Yes. So, I happen to be an expert.
Yeah.
Well, before, I think all three of us are.
Before we
will be all three qualified.
Before we jump into this, we would really like to have you call in and share your experiences, because this is going to be a great, great topic. The number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM. Or 1460 AM. And you can also go to KCNR1460.com, hit the live green button and listen in there. And you can also text L at
707-499-8999. I'm still not sure why you get so much pleasure out of that money.
Or you can also message any of us on Facebook Messenger at Ask L Lenny Matthews and me, Ron Lim. So, before we get into the topic, we're going to hear about our sponsor.
Yes, I am excited.
Me too.
About our new, the brand new sponsor.
That's great.
Locally owned, folks. I love these people. They started, small and grew big because of the people that they are.
And boy, do they do a service for the community.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, not that to take away from the service that they do, but, you know, you have to know how to run a business, and then you have to remember that your employees are your business. So locally owned folks, husband and wife team, and the employees are amazing. We are talking about K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They are the source of your workforce, basically. They are a true industrial staffing company, which means, they're not just in office work. These guys get out and, they do labor.
My son's job right now that he has a phenomenal job is a result of K&S.
Really? Wow. See? Small world. So,
should have used them for my pharmacy when I was in business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they're fairly young. They're younger than we are. That's for sure.
Everybody's younger than us.
I think they could be our kids probably.
But, the talk on the town is they are the source for your workforce. If you're an employer looking to, employ, great people, all you have to do is tell them what you need and they'll get it. And they'll get the perfect fit. These guys interview, the employees that they hire. They know them all. They know their family. They know what they eat.
Yeah.
They know what,
that makes a big difference.
Yeah. They know them. So when,
so you can be
when an employee, that you get, yeah. employer calls, they can match their need with the right person.
That's awesome.
And the thing is, they keep coming back.
Yeah.
And, they're always looking for new businesses and always looking for new people. So, they are in, the Bocelli Lane, what's it called? Mission Square.
Right.
And, in Reading, their number is 530-605-4517.
Whoa.
And tell them Lenny sent you.
That's like our number here. 605-4567.
Yeah. Well, don't confuse everybody.
Hold on.
Yeah.
1717.
4517. K&S Staffing Solutions.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about them again for the next break.
Yeah.
L.
Yeah.
What the heck are we talking about tonight?
What in the L are we talking about?
No, you said not to say that. So, what the heck are we talking about?
Yeah, no, I didn't say that.
Okay. Old people dating.
Yeah, old, we're talking about. Listen, we had
isn't there a fancier title than that?
Dating after
seniors.
Seniors.
Okay.
Dating in your 50s. Dating after your 50s. This is really every decade after 50s. But I had a. We have a follower that wrote in a few weeks ago and said, "Can you please address dating
senior
after 50s or senior dating?" Because this person was just so challenged navigating the whole element of the online dating and how to differentiate scammers from real people. And that's a real thing. And I have a few rules about that, and I'll share those later on in the show. But tonight we're just talking about dating after 50. And there's so much ground to cover here, we could really, you know, do several shows out of it. We won't do that. We're just going to cover some of the highlights around it. And the first thing we're going to dive into that people are curious about is, what are some of the dating websites or dating apps? Because that's really kind of the hot topic. It's not the hot topic,
well,
but
with the
it's
technology, the
technology has opened up a whole new world of dating, dating opportunities, dating options. And so I'm just going to share some of the apps that are out there right now, and then we'll go. But you have some good stuff on that too, Ron, so I want you to weigh in.
I just looked up a few, but
yeah,
there's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But one caught my eye. It was called Senior Sizzle.
What does it say about seniors?
Certainly applies to you, Ron.
I didn't get a chance to research it yet.
The one that I like, though, is farmersonly.com, but the sizzle would be absolutely perfect for
senior
you.
Senior Sizzle. I just want to know what their
report.
What is their statement.
I'm going to get on there and I'll report.
Please.
I'll report.
All right.
Oh, you're not. Okay, you're going to do it during the break and get back to us on that. Okay. Senior Sizzle. I like it.
Senior Sizzle. But, yeah, that caught my eye. I don't know why, but there's a lot of them, though.
Well, some of the ones that are like the tried and true and some of the safety tips say stick to the ones that are tried and true. But share some more. Share some more before I dive into the
eHarmony, OK Cupid.
I got that one, too.
Date My Age Mature.
Okay. I haven't heard of that one.
Singles 50 Matchmaking, Senior Friends Dates. And what else?
Silver singles.
Mature dating.
Our time.
Coffee meets bagel.
Are you? What?
That's what it says.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
It means it's a cheap date.
Adult Friend Finder and Zoosk, of course.
And Match.com is a big one.
eHarmony, yes.
Yeah, and Our Time is a really good one for older
seniors.
Folks.
Yeah, for us older folks. Mm-hmm. So Our Time, yeah.
I don't think Tinder would be for the younger.
I don't even. I've never even been on Tinder.
I don't know.
No, there's things about Tinder that
it's a hookup thingy.
I guess
my son told me that.
It's
he's 28,
okay.
So forget
but
it.
But people meet on Tinder.
By the way, we don't call it hookup for the seniors. We call it meetups.
Meetup. I just call it.
There's a reason for that, Ron.
What?
Yeah, there's a, the younger.
Some things don't hook up anymore.
The younger gen. Oh, God. L, really?
I'm sorry, I don't do that very often.
We don't have Liam here to
I can see Tyler laughing in the booth.
I'm just letting you guys run. You guys are
our time.
This is our show.
Well, absolutely. I got nothing else to.
Tyler, I didn't ask you. Are you in the senior group?
He's 21.
You know what? No, I'm not a senior. Well, not yet.
How old are you, Tyler?
Yeah,
I am 34 years old.
Well, 34 and he looks 24.
So
he's married and he's got. It's just, I love it when he weighs in. But tonight's not your night.
No,
Tyler.
Tonight is not my night.
But you might want to think about all this.
It's my mom's night. She's going to church trying to find a.
That's a good place.
And
we'll get into that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Our Time means the autumn. Our Time.
I heard that, buddy.
That's not what I was thinking.
Tonight's show is just running itself.
Okay, well, we have good information for all of you out
there. So I'm going to run through the apps that I have. When I was researching this, and I use dating apps. I've used a lot of these dating apps, and I'm just going to run through our list, and then we're going to take a break.
Okay.
But because for safety reasons, one of the suggestions is to stick to the websites or the dating apps that are tried and true. You've already mentioned this one, Our Time, Silver Singles, eHarmony. I think eHarmony takes you through a huge personality test. I don't know. You got to give over all your information. Match.com, Senior Match. Did you say that one?
Yeah.
Lumen. I've never heard of that one. That sounds like a light bulb. Lumen, Zeusk, and OKCupid. So with that, we are going to end there for right now and take a break and see you back in a few minutes.
Be right back.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson, a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprica, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good evening, this is Elle, and welcome back.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. And we also have with us our lovely co-host, the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, hi.
Can I say hi?
Jeez. Well, you got to be faster than that.
All right.
Our number here, we're waiting for some calls to talk about senior dating. Especially that person that asked us to do this, you better ask, call us.
Shy audience.
The phone number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us also at 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, or you can even go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button. You can listen in. We can also text Elle herself at
707-499. Take it away, man, Lenny.
8999.
Oh, team effort. I like that. Great team effort. I like it. Yeah. Okay, Lenny, tell us about our new sponsor.
Brand new sponsor, husband and wife team, fantastic crew. K&S Staffing Solutions, located in Redding, California. And this guy and his wife started small. And they are doing so well. That they have managed to make this business work so well that they also have businesses in Reno, Nevada, Emerald Coast, Florida, and is that Idaho or Indiana?
Idaho.
Okay, in Idaho. So there are staffing
solutions. You're wearing your glasses, right?
I can't. Oh, I got to tell you, I texted my son and said who our sponsors were, and he texted back and said, that's dope.
That's dope. What's that mean?
That's awesome. That means, it's cool. Awesome. Well, and I don't know if, I'm sorry, we're not done. Yeah.
So, K&S Staffing Solutions.
It's great kinda, service to kinda, our community.
Kind of self-explanatory. They're a true industrial staffing company. Yep. They're OSHA approved. And from what I understand, your son has a fantastic
phenomenal
job through them.
Yes.
Yeah. So The difference between them and someone else.
Like a lifetime job. Like the kind of job yeah, a career. You retire from.
Career. Yeah. That would be called a career. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You tell them what you need and they get you the perfect fit. Both ways.
Yeah.
The employees that they're hiring and then the employer owning the business that's looking for an employee. They match both ways.
They're working for you.
Yeah, and they get to know their people. I mean, they
you're
know
not just their employee; people. They're your employee.
That's a very
too.
That's key.
Yeah.
If a business owner says, "Hey, I need someone to answer the phone up front at my front desk," she's got to be bubbly.
I think I need to sign up with them.
A people person.
Me too.
They know they may have 10 females, and they say, "This is the girl yeah. right here." So that's worth everything.
Can I go through them and be a Walmart greeter?
I don't know if they do
this
Walmart
about,
or not.
This is about senior dating, not senior.
Oh.
Jobs.
Well, might not be a bad place for senior dating.
Right. Good point, Tyler. And I don't know if
kidding.
Everybody
just...
caught Tyler the song that Tyler did our intro on with Golden
Thank
Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Golden Girls. Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna play, I'm
going
to play around with you tonight.
Shout out to my nephew dude, Michael for
okay.
Pointing that
I
out.
Need to give the phone
oh.
number.
Oh,
for the,
yes.
Lenny, what's their phone number?
How do you reach?
You can call them in Reading at 605-4517. They are located in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. They're fantastic, and I personally recommend them.
They're on the pulse of the town.
K&S Staffing Solutions. Thank you for being our
thank
sponsor.
You. Yeah, thank you, K&S.
Nice. Excellent.
So, where were we before the break?
Talking about senior dating, and we threw out a list of... sites that are good for.
Yeah.
So one of the safety rules, and I looked up safety tips, but also, Willenny, on the break, you mentioned that Facebook dating app is a good one because that connects you with local people. Oh, we have a caller.
Yeah.
Where's our whiteboard, Tyler?
Oh.
Oh, we have a yellow piece of paper. Yeah, we have a caller. Renee!
Hey.
Hi, Renee.
Hello, Renee.
Hi. I think I know you.
You sound familiar.
I love you guys too.
Thank you for calling in, Renee.
Oh, of course. And this is a great topic.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Fun topic.
So what's up?
Oh, I was a professional senior dater.
Okay. Say more.
I'm 58, and when I filed for divorce, I was a kid in a candy store. You know, mm-hmm. I'd been with the same guy for 28 years, and it was like, let's do this. And, oh, my gosh, I went on probably 100 dates in 2 years. It was COVID, and the only place in South Lake Tahoe
That's
that was
amazing.
Open was the Lucky Beaver.
And so,
I was hooking up meeting these guys just to anybody to talk to. I mean, I was quarantined in my house. So I was going 3 or 4 times a week to the Lucky Beaver with these different dates. They told
All right, that's a real good dating place.
Oh, Renee, I love you. You're hilarious. I appreciate it. I appreciate your story.
Well,
good story.
You got to be really careful. And there are hookups at our age. A lot of people lie about their age and lie about, they come in, they don't even look like the picture.
Oh,
man.
Catfish. That's being catfish.
The filter thing.
Women do that.
Right. Thing.
Or they forget to mention they've been in prison. you know, those
oversight.
Kind of you know, I met a really, really nice, sweet guy that we went out a few times. I think his name was Ron.
Ron? Are you that Renee?
Yeah, remember me?
Wow, hi.
And what was so funny is his little nick was Fly Guy. And I said, oh, you don't want to go out with me. I don't want to fly. But we ended up flying a little bit.
We did. We went up once.
You cannot be friends with Ron and not go flying. Well, Renee, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your stories. I appreciate you. And,
you're welcome.
Yeah, you're always a hoot. Love talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. So,
dating, I guess it's not just meetups, it's hookups too.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Maybe for some, yeah.
So we were going to talk about Facebook dating app for just briefly. Talk about Facebook. Lenny brought it up, and it's a good place to, along dating apps, it's a good place to meet people that are in your age group. And I've used Facebook dating app. You can specify the age. You can specify the mileage range, although it doesn't really necessarily hold to that because you can at any rate, but it does introduce you to local ones, and it's a pretty good one because then you can share profiles and really get an idea of what each other's about.
Okay. I think it even gives you if you have mutual friends or something like that.
It does if you have mutual friends,
which helps.
So you can,
right?
Yeah, that always
so,
makes
yeah.
you feel better when they say two or three
mutual friends, and then they can ask their friends about, hey, you know this person? What do you know about this person?
So that makes it a little safer.
Yeah.
Too.
Feels
speaking
legit.
Of the safe part of it.
You know, but there are concerns, and this is one of our followers had the concern about safety tips, or how do you do online safely? And the other thing is, how do you know that they're real? And so I have some tips for that personally. I have some rules. If you're on an online dating app, there are a lot of scammers out there. There are people from different countries, and they're looking for those who are vulnerable. They're looking for people who are inexperienced and naive. Some of my rules are, if they only have one picture of themselves
On their profile,
they either, one, are a scam, or two, they don't have enough friends to take pictures of them, and typically it's just not an honest. Also, often, if it says widowed, now I know genuinely at our age people can be widowed, but often you have these profiles where the person says that they're from Anderson and the pictures all look European and they're widowed. So you want to watch out for that. You want to watch out for a single photo. You want to watch out for a widow. Just investigate it closely.
And they're always 2023 is when they first joined Facebook. Their profile is always
short.
Like yesterday.
I did that, though. I mean, you mean their Facebook profile?
Yes.
Or
yeah.
The dating app?
Well, the
when they joined, yeah.
Yeah, and you can check out their profile from the dating app.
Yeah.
So
keep it to, you know, if somebody doesn't have several pictures, and they have to be pictures that look reasonable, like real life photos, not these pose photos. Another safety tip is, we already mentioned it, choose reputable platforms. We've named a few of them. Definitely protect your personal information. Don't give out too much personal information. Now, if you're on Facebook dating app and it's somebody local and it's friends of friends, you're going to naturally that personal information is going to get shared, but it feels a little safer under those conditions. Use a separate email. And we just got a caller, and I'm going to take it. And it's Michael. Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
hello.
Michael.
Hey, how are you, Michael?
That's my nephew. Michael, you're such a faithful listener.
Thank you.
So
I actually have some safety tips. I'm not in my 50s, but I am an online dater, and
yeah.
I do have some good safety tips.
Awesome. Share.
So if you're going on a date, like if you make it through the talking stage and you go on a date, tell someone where you're going. Tell them the person's name.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get there after the person arrives so you can snap a secret picture of them to send to a friend, and then share your location with that friend or family member. Because if your location is being shared, they'll be able to see where you are throughout that date. So if something goes wrong, they'll know.
Good.
That's great advice,
yeah,
Michael.
Good advice.
I love that. And that's one thing I do with my kids. My kids always know if I'm going to do something. They have me on location. They have names, numbers, all the information. But I thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling.
No
anything
problem.
Else?
Have a great night.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
Thanks again.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. We have a text. Somebody texted in and said plenty of fish with a question mark. Now, plenty of fish can, there can be some good ones. I've used plenty of fish. And I've actually met people that have become really good friends with that. I think that, again, you have to be, I don't know, plenty of fish is.
I think some of them have bad reps or, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody identifies them with it a little bit.
Yeah. I think that when I've gone on dates for plenty of fish, it's been a while, they've turned out well, just not necessarily a connection.
I think as with anything, you're going to get good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing that I can, here's my feeling on some of them. I stay away from the free dating apps because I feel like if somebody is really serious about meeting a good person, they're not going to mind spending $13 a month. And investing, well, they used to be.
Okay.
What are they?
Whatever
25?
They are.
More like 29 to 39.
Okay, but still, $30 a month to meet.
Yeah,
the
they
right
usually
person.
Have the upgrade option.
Yeah, because most people that are willing to spend a little bit of money on, you know, something like this, or they're taking it seriously.
And right. Know, seniors.
That's a good
less
point,
income,
Lenny.
So. You're going to get what you pay for, and. So I that's just how I feel about that.
Because some of them will say, I've noticed this, I don't remember which one it is, but don't leave me a like, I can't see it, I'm not a paid something. And I usually just skip by it because I think, okay, that's not, that person's not serious. Okay, well, do we need to go to a break?
Yeah, we're about
okay,
that
it's a good
time,
to draw a line under it.
I
all
think,
right.
Wait.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Oh, Tyler.
Good evening. Tyler's nailing the music tonight. This is Elle.
This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And we have with us a co-host with the most,
Lenny Matthews.
Mike, evening.
Good evening.
Nice to see all of you guys again after the last break. Our number here, and we've gotten some calls. We would like some more. 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can also go to KCNR1460.com, hit the live green button, and listen in. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you very much. You can also text L herself. Well,
707-499-8999.
You guys got me all messed up here. Where was I? Oh, yeah. You can also message either one.
You
any
can
of
also
us
text L.
At Facebook. At Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim, on Messenger, if you like. And so Linda's
so
going to tell us.
Sponsor. Like, it's my turn.
Your turn.
It's my turn.
Sponsorship.
It's my
sponsor. The sponsor's turn.
Yes. And we love our new sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. These guys are a locally owned business, mom and pop, husband and wife, I should say, because mom and pop sounds like they're in our age demo, and they are not. And their staff is incredible. They are our source for the workforce. How about the source for your workforce? Say that 10 times.
Wow.
They are awesome, though. They are actually a staffing business that matches what you need to what you're going to get. In other words, if they've got a business looking for a peppy, bubbly girl to answer their phone, they're out of their 10 women, they're going to pick that gal. They know
that.
Their people. And they know their employees and their employers. So, also wanted to point out that they are a true industrial staffing company. That means, they do labor. They're handling heavy jobs as well, as long as they're OSHA approved. So, from what I understand, El Sun, just found a career job from K&S Staffing. So these guys are amazing. You can get a hold of them. You can walk through their door on Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square, or you can give them a call at 530-605-4517. Love
Excellent.
Them.
Well, thank you, Lenny.
Thank
Good
you
job
for sponsoring us,
yeah,
K&S.
Thank you.
So where were we?
Well, we were on safety tips. I'm going to stay on the safety tips because the people that, and mainly the person that asked us to do this topic tonight, that was one of the major concerns. And so I've got a few more points to make on that. And Michael made some great points about what to do to stay safe. And definitely give people that you know as much information as you can about where you're going and who you're meeting. Verifying their identity. That's something that you need to do. You need to verify who they are. So, you know, there's something that you can do. I can't explain it to you. I've done it, but it's called, I haven't done it for dating sites, but I've done it to see if an image was from something that it said that it was. But it's called reverse image search on Google. And just look it up, how to do it. But you can, if somebody is lying about who they are, you can do a reverse image search. Put that image into the Google reverse image search, and it'll show you if that picture has come up under different names, different profiles, and then it's a stock photo.
So just look at that.
It's a stock photo. Reverse Google reverse image search. Okay. Pretty simple to do. Like if you stuck my photos in a reverse image search, it would come up, because my nickname is L. So it would come up with my real name, places where my real name is, Francine. It's no secret that my real name is Francine and my nickname is Elle. But I'm just saying you can do it not just on anybody. But if you want to know who somebody is or if they're faking who they are, take it slow. That's just a given. Meet in a public place. Think that. You know, sometimes people want to, if somebody wants to, hey, let's go for it. Let's go to the lake or let's go for a walk in the woods.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to do that on your first date. Meet in a public place. If the jury is out, some people feel like they want a really nice dinner on their first date because it's making a statement about who you are to the other person. But I think that it's good to just keep it casual. Keep the first date casual, coffee, keep it simple, meet, find out if there's anything there and you want to do a second date, that can be the nice one.
Well, yeah, because if you go to dinner, you're stuck for a good 2 hours. Coffee, you can go in, sit down, chat, be polite, and leave in a, you know, if you want to run out of there, you can donate a half hour and still be polite and want to get out of there. So
that's the nice thing about doing the online thing.
Mm-hmm.
It because it takes place online, you aren't stuck with that person, and you can You know, it's you can Google them, find out who they are. So you don't have personal, physical, face-to-face contact. It's safer for older.
Right. But when you first meet them, do it in a quick way. Yeah, when you have your first meeting, I like to do, like, coffee.
Yeah, keep it casual.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like the video chat.
Formal's not bad either. I mean, formal's nice, but casual is just an idea of keeping it comfortable, keeping it easy.
Well, short is the key, well, because what if it doesn't click?
Yeah, both people know then, that this is going to be...
Because it's awkward enough to, for me anyway, to sit and eat in front of someone I don't know and try and have conversation. I would much rather have coffee. I guess it's a personal...
It's personal, yeah. I could go either way. But the next item for keeping it safe is trusting your instincts. And, boy, that's a good one. If it doesn't feel right, trust your gut. If the person you're talking to makes you uncomfortable or gives you any reason to be suspicious, pay attention to that. Be cautious. Oh, and financial requests. Be really cautious about financial requests. In fact, just run.
Just how many cars do you have? How many do you make?
No, financial requests. I mean, some
could
people.
Could you send me a bank statement?
I think this happens more to men than women.
No,
where
yeah,
they get hit up by women and they're not real, and then they make financial requests. Send me a Visa card or whatever they ask for. I like this because in the world of modern technology, we have the option of video chatting, and video chatting just it gets the mystery out of the way right away. Is that person who they say they are? And then in the video chat, you have a reasonable idea.
You know, I've had a lot of contacts on Messenger for people that aren't my friends, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the first things I'll do is say, can we video chat?
Yeah.
And almost 99.9% of them say, my camera's not working or my phone's not working for that,
yeah,
and blah 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 blah. And the other thing I'll do is
do not follow
and
through.
So many of them have fake pictures. They're actually taking pictures of somebody else's profile, and they say,
yeah,
they're sending you all these pictures. And so I'll just say, send me a selfie with like this with so many fingers up.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, why do you ask that?
Yeah, trying to make you feel bad about your request,
or I'm offended that you're asking. Yeah. For that. They immediately know what you're doing.
You're done.
I'm like, okay, block.
They're gaslighting you at that point.
So my son got catfish for Realsy. They got the show called Catfish. And apparently he talked to this gal, and she sent him all these pictures, and she was really pretty, and they were natural. They weren't Photoshopped or anything. And when he met her, she was an entirely different nationality, different height, different.
I don't get it.
Just a complete different person. And he said, why would you think that I'd want to hang around just because you hooked me? The fact that you lied to me makes me want to run.
Well, the deception. Exactly. The deception just is a deal breaker.
So don't think it doesn't happen in Little Red in California, because by golly,
it
does.
I've seen it in chatting and stuff, but I've never seen that in person. Where you
I haven't either.
Mm-hmm.
But online, pictures are never.
No, he actually
and the
met
filter,
for a day.
I mean, filters. I know people. I know people that. Well, I have a lot of Facebook friends. That are people that, you know, you make Facebook friends of friends. So there's a lot of that. And there's some people, I don't think I know what they really look like, because all pictures are filtered. I'm like, I don't know if I'd recognize this person.
I don't think I've ever
seen
a natural picture in a long time.
Me, mine.
Mine.
Mine are all natural.
Well, you guys, you girls, you ladies. But there are many, many out there that, you know, my Facebook friends that are filtered.
Of course.
Well, the filters are tempting. I mean, I have done the little TikTok fun. You do those fun things and you put the filters on. It's like,
and
oh,
by the way,
oh, all, I like
all
that.
Of mine are natural.
Well, we knew that.
I don't filter mine. I wouldn't even know how.
You don't even have wrinkles, so there's no point in filtering anything.
Let's just move on. I don't even want to talk about
Let's
it.
So,
about
moving on, I got a request. Do you take calls from the East Coast? And so I'm going to say yes. I don't know who this person is, but I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, of course we do.
Please do.
Have them call right after.
So the safety, we've kind of gotten through the safety points, video chat before meeting. I love the video chat option because you really get a chance to see what that person looks like live and happening. And I usually do it like, I try to do it kind of looking rough. Yeah, you know.
You know, there are seniors out there that don't know how to use that.
That would be me.
There's one right there.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know how.
My sister is not dating, but she doesn't even know. All she can do is call and
receive
calls.
I don't well, know. If you're serious about dating, we're going to get into some of the other things you can do if you're not technically inclined.
All right.
And we need to take a break. Yeah, we're going to end it right there, and we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wow.
I'm liking it, Tyler. This is Elle, and welcome back.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And our music today is...
He's on fire.
It's all old songs.
It's not classic.
It's good songs.
Oh, sorry.
He's
We're classic.
Well.
Yes, we are.
We're classic.
That's like classic. Your cars, Ron. We are classic.
And we have to also... tell everybody that our co-host with the most is here, Coco.
That's right.
Lenny Matthews.
Thank you.
And my good friend that I love. Yes. And I'm very lucky to have
him. Ditto right back at you guys.
So our phone number here, and we're getting a lot of calls, is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can also go to kcnr1460.com. And hit the live green button and listen in.
Our sponsor.
Oh, you can, sponsor. Well, no, wait. You can text L, which everybody, we're getting
yes,
a lot of people texting
here. Yes, you can
text me. The number is?
707-499-8999.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I was thinking about my sponsor.
I do that all on my
and phone. You can also message any of us on Facebook. Ask L.
Lenny Matthews.
Ron Lim. And quickly, we'll just hear about our sponsor.
Well, we're not going quick because I'm giving them a full 60 seconds.
Okay.
They are new.
And amazing.
And the greatest. Says your son.
Yeah.
Sponsor. Yeah. K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They are a true industrial staffing company, and that's a little different. That is a little different.
Yeah,
not only do they do all of the rest, But OSHA approved for industrial.
Love it.
They, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good. Yeah,
they're
a
bomb. I think they're the source of our workforce here in Shasta County and beyond. All you have to do is tell them what you need, what you want, and they will match you up with the perfect employer or employee, perfect fit. They know their employers, they know their employees, they spend time with them, they're interviewing, their staff is amazing, and they are run, they're mom and pop, but they're not that old. They're a young, young couple that is on the move. These guys are where it's out. They know what they're doing.
That's just such a mystery to me. I love that.
Yeah, they're awesome. In fact, I hope one day we're going to have them as a guest on
because they are on fire. They are going to be our guests, yes.
Yeah. So if you're interested, if you're an employer or an employee, you can walk through their door. They've got a smile on their face. And you'll find them on Batelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping Center. Or give them a call at 530-605-4517.
KNS Staffing.
We love them.
Staffing Solutions. Okay, we have a caller. We got a caller during the break, at the end of our break. We have Flip on the phone. Flip, are you there?
Hi, Flip.
Is it a Flip? I am here.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was told to call in from somebody who I guess has been communicating with Al.
I know exactly who you're talking about. You have the same accent as my dear friend Joni.
You got it. That's my Joni. My big sister.
This was Joni's brother.
Oh, wow.
Flip. Thanks for calling, Flip. What do you got to say? You're in our club.
I recently been, testing the waters, with some of the online stuff. The one I'm on is Bumble, somebody said, you should try this, so I said that I'd try it. One of the problems I find with it is, like, when they tell you how far somebody's away, like, I'm in Connecticut, and, they keep giving me all these people from Long Island, which, if you could go right across the Sound, it's only 15 miles, but it's
about
60 miles. You gotta go around.
Yeah. The Google Maps doesn't have that part figured out yet.
They haven't figured that out yet, so I gotta...
Flip, I'm going to give you a plug right now while you're on the line because your nephew is a very well-known rapper and very talented rapper, and your sister Joni sends me all of his recent work and videos. So, and I got to see you in his most recent video. I think it's his most recent one. And what a great song and what a great video.
Oh, a music video?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're a star?
Yeah. You did good. You played a great part. You were a mob boss kind of thing. You wore it well.
Some parts are easier to act than others, I guess. But he's pretty darn talented.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Very
talented.
He likes to keep me involved every now and then, so we have fun with it.
Yeah, I did good. Great video. So your online experience is new, and how are you finding it? Other than the little glitch in Miles.
It's kind of funny because I get in under this app, like the women have to reach out first.
Oh, really?
And I always get right back, and it's like, I don't know, it seems like a lot of people just disappear every now and then. It's like, you hear from them once, it's like, you liked me, and then, you just disappeared. It's like, okay, well, whatever,
Just keep trying.
It's a number game. I get it. It's a number game. And I will say that on dating apps, women do tend to get inundated. Like,
oh yeah.
On the apps that I've been on.
They get
on,
300 or 400 per
bombed, and then trying to sort through them and have a meaningful enough conversation to keep going, it can get overwhelming. But now that they know that you're famous.
Oh, yeah.
Video star. Maybe that'll up your game a little bit.
I talked to a couple. I met a couple. I met some nice people. I mean, I really haven't, met somebody who would, really piqued my interest to the point
That's the tough part.
Let me make this work or whatever, but,
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Getting that spark, or at least enough of a spark to get it going.
But maybe, from the sounds of that earlier caller, I think I should be coming out to the Lucky Beaver.
Well, I have her number.
I She's think probably I listening. A match.
Classic.
But, 3,000 miles isn't too far for a date. I mean,
that's funny.
There you go.
I hope Joni's listening. That's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I know you have a good sense of humor because every once in a while Joni's shared some of your guys' texts with me. I'm telling on her now. You guys are pretty funny. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Flip. We appreciate you weighing in with us.
I'll be a regular listener.
I love it. Thank you.
All right.
Your sister is, and I just love her.
Thank you, Flip.
Okay.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
So, why don't we go into navigating the social scene?
That's exactly what I wanted to do, kind of, because you brought up before the show, or you did, you brought up, some, one of you did, brought up before the break that some people don't know how to use the phone or the video chat, and that's a great point. And so some of the things that you can do if you're not internet interested, not internet savvy, that's a tough one for you. Some things that you can do to go out and meet people, age appropriate, is getting involved in community events.
Absolutely. And they are fun.
They are fun. And what's a good way for a person to find out what all the community events are?
Well, if you, you can go to the local Chamber of Commerce, number one.
Yeah.
They have a list of most of the activities and events for the year. Mm-hmm. There's an annual calendar. You can also go to Facebook and look up activities and what's coming up. There's two ways to do the community events. You can either go or you can participate in putting it on. You can start, donating your time, and there's lots and lots of fun things to do. Another thing you could do is figure out what your favorite hobby is. And usually when you go to a hobby club, mm-hmm. you're going to meet somebody that's interested in the same thing.
Or even new hobbies.
Right. Well, my doc told me, if you want to meet an outdoorsman, go learn how to go to the fly fishing place and have them teach how to fly fish. So...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. And some of the other things that you can do, Lenny, are there are senior centers and there are senior clubs.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Right.
I mean, there's still bingo, and there's a big joke about bingo, but there's senior centers and there's senior clubs.
What about the Elks?
And the Elks is great.
Moose.
Yeah.
Moose.
Which I just joined. I just joined the Elks Club.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what they are, you can find somebody that can help you figure that out. Fitness and wellness classes, and
Zumba. I don't know.
Here's another one. It's not really around anymore like it used to be, but again, they do have some book clubs and discussion groups. And the what's the Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is a place that they still have a place you can go in and read books, and you can find out about book clubs through them and travel groups.
I've got a suggestion, really quick. Your favorite hobby, go and Google it for Redding, California.
They're not internet savvy.
And, well, they can Google.
Okay, they can find a Googler.
Or find
you can Google and
grandchildren.
Just take your hobby, Redding, California, and everything will pop up.
Cool.
Where you can buy it, where you can go to learn how to do it.